Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are mostly clear today. Expect warm sunshine across Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, it's a pleasant day for a stroll outside. Eilat enjoys bright and sunny weather, perfect for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, Iran's global terror network has been exposed. Earlier this hour, a terror cell in Azerbaijan planning attacks on embassies and synagogues was thwarted. Also, from Mariv, a Lebanese journalist has criticized Hezbollah. Ali Al-Amin has called their recent actions a destruction rather than a victory. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the Supreme Court has accepted an appeal regarding a suspect in a high-profile rape case. The publication ban on the suspect's name remains in place. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF has struck a Hezbollah launcher in southern Lebanon. Civilians are being warned to avoid certain areas due to ongoing operations. And finally, the Times of Israel notes the IDF has issued warnings to residents in southern Lebanon. This comes amid a truce, with ongoing tensions involving Hezbollah's rocket launchers. Here's what people are saying online. From I-24, news_EN, Mossad has reportedly foiled an Iranian attempt to damage an oil pipeline and target Israeli sites in Azerbaijan. Barak Ravid, an Israeli journalist, reports that the IDF continues to demolish structures in southern Lebanon during the ceasefire. Yossi Goldstein, a commentator, highlights a controversial statement attributed to Ayatollah Khomeini regarding interactions with animals. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the thwarted terror plot in Azerbaijan, Israel Hayom reveals that explosives and drones were part of the plan. Mossad, with Azerbaijani cooperation, prevented potential attacks on embassies and Jewish sites. This highlights Iran's persistent efforts to extend its reach and influence through proxy networks. Turning to Hezbollah's actions in Lebanon. According to Mariv, Ali Al-Amin's criticism reflects growing discontent with Hezbollah's strategy. He argues their actions have resulted in occupied villages and widespread destruction. This internal criticism could signal shifting opinions within Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's decision on the publication ban comes after concerns about the suspect's mental health following the accusation. Israel Hayom reports that the court balanced public interest with the suspect's rights. The case continues to draw significant public attention. In the south of Lebanon, the Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post report ongoing IDF operations. The military's actions aim to prevent further Hezbollah aggression despite the truce. This adds to the complexity of achieving lasting peace in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the shekel has strengthened significantly. This has opened the door for potential interest rate cuts by the Bank of Israel, which could occur twice more this year. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a unique demographic trend in Israel. By Independence Day 2026, these characteristics could create economic dynamics distinct from other Western nations. And finally, from Globes, Canadian trials are set for Elbit's Hermes 900 drones. These trials will support the Canadian Coast Guard's operations over the Arctic this summer. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.